As befits a pilgrimage, there are beggars here in Lourdes. I haven't paid really any attention to them, except just a second ago a lady practically stopped me in my tracks with her hand outstretched. So there are different styles of begging here, and some people dress up to look very like Bernadette. That's the sound of the Lourdes city bus, Le City Bus. And another lady stands there with her hands outstretched. I guess Sunday morning might be the best day for begging, because there seem to be more beggars certainly coming across me on my way in today than any other day. I see cyclists in front of me. There are a whole lot of, as I enter the domain, a whole lot of people from, let's just see who they're from. Equipe Collectif. Well, that's what it's read. Physiocentrum, German, I think. And it says, follow me. And they have got shirts from Amnesty International, this man is wearing. Amnesty International, yes. Vous êtes... Allemagne?
Oui.
Allemagne?
Oui.
Sie sind von Amnesty International?
Nein, wir fahren. Wir finden Amnesty gut und fahren für Amnesty International und sammeln.
Ah,
genau.
Ich bin Irlandais. So, okay. Congratulations.
Yeah.
For football, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And Sie sind von
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart?
Yes.
Wie viel Jahre, Tage?
Eine Woche.
Eine Woche.
Wir fahren eine Woche durch die Pyrenäen. Genau. Ah. Machen so die Berge der Tour de France.
Ah, oui.
Gestern haben wir Aubisque gefahren und heute kommst du Lourdes und Lys Ardidien und Otakam und morgen Tourmalet und so.
Oh, huh? Ja. Well, bonjour, or have a good day. Good luck. Okay, guys. Merci. Bye. Bye. Oh, my God. Well, if you see the level of my German, I didn't understand a word he said, to be truthful, but... It was good to get a German sound. I like, you know, that's what happens, you know. If you wear loose clothes, you have loose conversation. Well, that all began with begging, and then I end up, you know, begging the sound of voice from a German. I mean, that's fair, isn't it? There's all sorts of ways of begging, and some begging is disguised, and some of it is in your face. And I feel a beggar, really. I've been asking people to tell me what makes them happy and recording the sound of their voice. That's a form of begging. Well, here we go. Oh, there's some Irish... Oh, ho! What? Oh, you mean you're out of it? Or I didn't? Plenty of time. Oh, God. God bless the Irish, eh? Well, it was Lewis Carroll who said, you know, I'm late for a very important date. You know, and I suppose I am a sort of hare. I love hares, I must tell you. One of my favorite creatures of all is the hare. But I'm now heading into the underground basilica here. And I expect it to be quite different from the last time I was in here. The last time I was in here, I think, was yesterday. And it was comparatively empty. But today I'm expecting it to be full. And because it's the international Mass, and it's a Sunday. So it would really shock me if it wasn't completely full. And... But it was so impressive last time I was here. So let's just see what it's like. You can come in with me, and I won't do much commentary, but I'll let the tape run, or let the audio play.
Auprès de ceux qui t'ignorent et te prient. Auprès de...
This place is so full. You wouldn't believe it.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Prowling the church, you could say. I've literally gone all the way around the edge and down the back and underneath the organ, close as I could get to the banners of the French pilgrims from those who were involved in the campaign between 1952 and, I think it was 52 and 56, no, sorry, 52 and 64. In North Africa. What a divisive war that was. Now they're giving out giving out Holy Communion. And there's a certain camaraderie among photographers. I've just been had a very kind man move out of his way for me, point me to where I should perch my camera in order to get a still shot because I haven't got a tripod with me. And that's one of the things I admire about all of Lourdes, but this church in particular, because it's where I first came across it, where they allow, without the slightest trace of disapproval at all, they allow people to take their cameras and record and shoot photographs. And To be honest, I think that is the way things should be done. I've expressed that on previous occasions in other places, but it is great that the people here are able to use their media to share with themselves, their family, whatever, what they see and what, and to also practice taking photographs. It is quite an interesting scene. I mean, I'm looking down at the equivalent of a football field, completely jam-packed with people, completely. And the degree of organization that goes into making sure that the mass has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and that people get first, get communion, is considerable. You know, this is, there are probably 50, 60 priests down there giving out communion, and it's done in a quiet and way with that kind of music playing in the background. So it's an impressive bit of social organization that has no trace of regimentation about it. You could easily imagine this full of officious stewards pushing people in lines, but there's something about the way in which the officials here in Lourdes do their job. I suppose the nature of the place probably weeds out people with certain neurotic traits in their personality that might lead them to enjoy being in power. There's a great feeling of power here, I must say. There's a feeling of power in the strength of this building, the enormous size of it, the way in which it uses media during the service, huge screens where you can see what's going on the whole way. It does have, for me, and maybe I'm projecting it into the situation, it does have an air of authority and power and experience behind it. You don't get the idea that it's in decline when you're inside a church like this. And I suppose this might be the point where I would express a thought I had while I was in Lourdes, that the Roman Catholic Church is, perhaps we'll say, the most successful human institution. It has survived more vicissitudes than any other one I can think of, anyway. And it's still there. And many would have predicted its demise during the time of the Reformation, French Revolution, anti-clerical wars in Italy, whatever, and even in Ireland, where there had been such terrible disgrace. But here, you get the feeling, or I get the feeling, that it will pull through and be here in 300-400 years. There's no way I'm going to find my mother down there. There's just no way. I'm just going to be sheer luck.